720 WGN. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand's here. Mary, Kevin. And you all know Chuck Gowdy, right? Been on TV in the Chicagoland area for, I think, almost 22 years. I mean, that's a face and a voice we know, an investigative reporter. And lo and behold, now his daughter is on TV. How are you, Grace?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing well. So, oh my gosh, your dad's been on TV forever. We all know him. And you're building a following of your own. In fact, coming up, I want to talk about your Juicy Lucy meatballs. But you won on Tuesday. You get to progress forward on the show Chopped on the Food Network. That had to be a good feeling.
I did, yes. You know, going into the competition, my goal was just to get past that first round. So it was, you know, a pleasant surprise when I won that episode. So, yeah, it was quite the thrill, and I'm, like, super glad I did it. It was really an experience of a lifetime. Super thrilling and really wonderful.
Grace Gowdy is an Arlington Heights chef. Popular breakfast, lunch, and brunch spot, right, called Scratchboard Kitchen?
Correct, yes. So we opened in April of 2020. Great time to open.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've been thriving ever since, just kind of going back and forth between takeout and dine-in models, depending on, you know, the state of the world at the time. So it's been great. The community's been a great support, and we're just having fun with the dishes we're serving and just really trying to provide a great city-like experience out in the suburbs.
And were you born and raised in Arlington Heights?
I was not. I was actually born and raised out in Hinsdale, but I have, my sister actually lives in Arlington Heights, so she connected me with Danielle, who owns Scratchboard Kitchen, and we just kind of hit it off and, you know, have a great relationship now and are just two, you know, women in the restaurant industry just kind of killing it these days.
Yeah, I understand that sometimes people come in and go, I want to talk to the chef. Where is he?
Yeah, right. That happens almost daily. But, you know, that's something I've had to deal with my entire career. You know, I'm a 5'4" blonde female. When people, you know, find out I'm a chef, they're a little bit surprised because I'm not, you know, your run-of-the-mill chef if you just look at me. So, you know, I'm used to that, but, you know, I'm proud when I say I'm a chef, and I say it with confidence, and, you know, I'm really proud of my career path. So, you know, I've learned to deal with it when people, you know, kind of ask for my boss, and, you know, I have to say to them, you know, I am the boss. you know, how can I help you? So
Grace Gowdy won $10,000 on Tuesday's episode of Chop. Now you compete for $25,000 in the final. And tell Steve and everybody on the show and everybody listening what you had to prepare, because the fish head thing, I can't believe that you managed that.
Absolutely. So, yeah, so, you know, a cooking competition, this was my first cooking competition ever. I've never competed where you don't know the ingredients ahead of time and they just give it to you and you have to run with it. So I didn't really know what to expect out of my personal kind of like how I was going to do. But it was great. I mean, I got the ingredients and everything kind of just clicked, and I kind of just came up with these ideas on the spot, and I really surprised myself with the ideas I came up with. But yeah, I just, you know, when you get that tricky ingredient, you have to kind of just look at it and, you know, look at the characteristics of it and, you know, compare it to something, you know, you have cooked in the past and kind of just apply that to dishes you really know how to do and how to nail.
Yeah, but it was looking
so
back at you.
That fish head thing was, what'd you say?
I said that one was looking back at you.
Yeah, exactly. I know those eyes are a little creepy on there. But yeah, so I kind of just took those ingredients and ran with them and kind of saw what would happen.
If you missed the episode of Chopped, she was given a full plate of fish heads and able, you know, turned it into what, a Nashville hot sea cucumber and fish head polenta.
Yeah. So I took the fish head, made a broth, and then cooked the polenta in the broth.
Oh, my gosh. That's why she progressed on Chopped. This is Grace Gowdy. She is the head chef of Scratchboard Kitchen on Campbell Street in Arlington Heights. And now you go on. The final episode is on February 1st. You get $25,000. What do you do with the money?
Well, I always have been told to reinvest. So I would, you know, if I were to win that money, I would invest it back into my personal brand and business, which I have started about two years ago. So I have an online brand where I'm teaching others how to, basically the foundations of cooking and how to cook from the ground up.
And that's where those Juicy Lucy meatballs come in.
Exactly. Yes. I'll re-feature those for the Super Bowl. I created those last year for the Super Bowl. It's a great little cocktail meatball bite filled with cheese and with a ketchup glaze. You can't really get any better than that.
No, that's really good. And your dad is somebody that we've all watched on TV in Chicago for over 40 years. When he found out you were going on TV, a reality TV show like this or a competition show, what advice did he give you?
So journalism, it's in my blood. It's my all. I'm the youngest of five. All four of my older siblings are in journalism. My mom's in it. My dad's in it. So it's kind of in my blood. And I've always known since I wanted to be a chef when I was 12, I knew I wanted to be on television. So this, you know, being my first national television spot was kind of more like a dream come true. So he was just very happy for me. You know, he always tells me, just be myself, go on there, forget the cameras are there, and just be yourself, because that's when that true authenticity comes through. So, you know, that's the best advice he could give me, and I think about it every time that camera turns on.
And when will we see you again on Chopped? Everybody listening wants to see you, wants to watch it. Tell everybody what the schedule is.
The final episode will air on February 1st at 8 p.m.
All right, we'll be watching. Go get it, okay?
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. That's Grace Gowdy.